Welcome to Desperate Parents of Hollywood with Greg and Stephanie Blum.
Why are we calling it that, though?
Because we hate living in Hollywood.
Then why are we here?
I don't know.
I love Pink. That's my favorite song. That was our wedding song.
Pink?
Yeah.
What, the you're making me ill?
Yes. Isn't it romantic?
We made sweet love to it on our honeymoon night.
No, we didn't. We just counted our checks and rolled around naked in our money.
Did we?
Money.
I don't even remember our wedding night.
Did we consummate
night.
Our wedding and evening?
We still haven't consummated it. I'm waiting for Corey to consummate with me. No, I'm
really
kidding.
Think you're gay.
I'm kidding. Now. I'm just trying to be.
You're a little bit too much with the gayness.
Yeah, but you know what?
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Listen,
let me explain to you something about gay. There's a reason it's called gay, because it's happy. I'm happy.
Not happy when you're getting it up the wazooie.
Yeah, some people find that very exciting.
I'm sure they're not happy. They're probably like, ow! Is that where the happy
That's why they
in?
Go, ooh!
They go, This is a parenting, schmarenting show, so let's discuss something that has to do with parenting so we can validate
that
name.
I have parenting. I have a lot of parenting issues for you today.
All right. What are they?
First of all, let me just say welcome to everyone who's listening on Talk Radio X in McKinney, Texas, at all of our stations around the world, including Windows Media Player, iTunes, radio, and the like.
Take a breath. Take a breath, will you?
I was late and I was eating. I just stuffed down like mashed potatoes, a turkey burger, and cauliflower in like 37
seconds.
Wow, that's
a healthy little meal.
You better believe it, sweet
You're
thing.
You're a little hot.
Oh, yeah. I know
we
how to eat.
You can't even talk sexy because it makes us giggle.
I know how to eat. You taught me how to eat.
You like meat.
I do.
Curtains.
I love you.
All right.
This is a parenting and a marriage show. And
do you have a headache?
I do. You ever get like a poking in your eye?
Only when I poke myself in the eye.
I have like a pain in my eye. It's like a.
Is it a sinus situation?
It's like a cramp almost. Like it's really.
Oh, I'd like to give a little information out about bladder infections. Oh. Our daughter, 4-year-old daughter, was going to the bathroom like seriously every 15 minutes.
Yeah, and you didn't even notice it.
Look, I did notice it.
I noticed it.
No, I did.
I noticed it. Ooh.
I noticed it a day before you, by
you
the
did.
Way. Yes,
so why
but
did
I
you...
was watching to see what was happening.
Okay.
I asked her if it hurt her, but she was going constantly, and sometimes she wasn't going. It just felt like she had to go. Anyway, I believe she has a bladder infection. I brought her into the doctor. They took a urine sample.
Ooh, urine.
And, now they just, I put on antibiotics. I haven't gotten the results back, but I started the antibiotics anyway. I figured it couldn't kill her to start for one day. It looks like that's what it is. And so if your child is urinating constantly or feels like they have to urinate, I think it's more common in girls, the UTIs and the bladder infections, because bacteria gets in their vajayjay.
What's UTI?
Urinary tract infection.
I have that in my anus.
All right. I'm trying to give parenting serious advice to the parents.
You cannot be serious.
And so if your child is doing that, take
Shirley,
them to the
you
doctor.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
And you can... I am serious. And don't call me Shirley. And have them drink cranberry juice as well, because bacteria has difficulty living in cranberry juice.
Now, does cranberry juice cocktail work?
Yes, a little vodka.
Because I
never heard an infection.
No, that's not what I mean. Mm. When you go to the store, you can't buy cranberry juice. It's always like a mixture of cranberry and grape and apple, and it says cocktail. And
no, we don't want.
You can't find pure cranberry juice.
Did you find pure cranberry?
No, there is no such thing.
What'd you get me?
Cranberry juice cocktail.
Mm-hmm. You're so sexy when you blow your nose like a boat horn.
Thank you.
Yummy. Yeah, so anyway, that's the story. So take your child to the doctor if they're urinating frequently or feel like it. She seems to be more thirsty as well, doesn't she?
I didn't notice. I don't. Once you took over, I don't pay attention anymore.
I love how you go, just tell Noah to start his homework. I think he should be responsible
That's
for
that. That's right.
Really?
That's right.
Has it ever worked out for
it
you?
Yeah, but you know what? You never give him the opportunity.
Has he ever said, I'm going to do my homework?
He's going to be 11 years old tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
He will never, ever take on any responsibilities.
No, you know what will happen?
Unless you let him.
No. At 7 o'clock at night, I'll go, no, did you do your homework? I forgot.
So that's his problem.
No, it becomes my
problem. No, it doesn't, because then the next day he'll remember.
No, he will not.
Yes, he will, because he'll stop counting on you, mommy, to help him remember when to do his homework.
I help you remember everything.
Oh,
you don't
please.
Even get up on time. I'm your alarm clock.
I was up all night last night.
Well, that's one night.
Working on this show.
Yeah, you could tell.
I was practicing my radio show voice.
In the dark, quietly?
Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Corolla, Corolla. Corolla, Corolla.
How much did that cost you? $500 in a class to learn that? Did you learn anything from that class?
I took a class for voiceover acting and animation.
Did
and
you
voices
learn anything
for animation.
Besides
I did.
Corolla, Corolla?
Well, that's a good vocal exercise, and I didn't know that. I probably could have looked it
you
up on YouTube.
You could have just gone like that, like a little motorboat. That stretches your little lips.
Oh.
You need your tongue stretched.
Can
though.
I see you stretch your lips?
No. Yeah, here, look.
Oh, boy. You got good gums, and you have food on your teeth, stuck on your tooth.
Really? It's lettuce. Yeah. Is it green?
No, it's brown. Like duty.
What is with you today? Why can't you keep this show on a respectable level?
Never happened.
My intellect can't handle this.
That's for sure.
I don't need to talk about duty and all that nonsense.
Oh, listen, ladies and gentlemen, listen.
We're in love.
You know.
No, we're not in love.
You have to let the child begin to take responsibility for himself.
He finally turns the water on.
And you want to know what's...
You know what? You still want to turn the shower on.
No, I do not turn the shower on.
You do. When he asks you, you do it.
I want things... I don't want it to be too difficult for him.
Mama.
There's certain things he doesn't like to do. Listen.
There's certain things I don't like to do.
It's about time.
Like be married, but I haven't... I took a vow.
I'm insulted.
Happy anniversary.
I'm shocked. Okay. My parents' 54th anniversary a day after tomorrow.
Yay.
We should call them up on the show and wish them a happy anniversary.
How did they keep their marriage together so long?
Leah, let's ask them that.
My mother had advice. She said, never go to bed angry. I haven't slept in 50 years. I forgot the first part of the joke, that they were married for 50 years.
They were married for 50 years.
Yeah.
Until they croaked.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Do you still count being married when one of your spouses, when the spouse dies?
Yeah, you're still married.
But
no.
The person's not there. Like, do you say, I've been married for 60 years, but my wife's been dead for 30? Do you say that?
That's how she got out of it.
I'm surprised she didn't go sooner, honestly.
They didn't believe in divorce in that generation. So they just had a
but
plot,
you know,
and cracked and
I
dropped dead.
I think there's something to be said about sticking it out, too. I mean, I don't know which is more appropriate. Like, these people, they change their, like, marriages the way they change their underwear, you know?
I don't understand how people do that. Leslie Nielsen was married 3 times as well.
That's right. I don't understand. Like...
And Michael
years
Douglas.
Ago, people stayed married for a really long time, but some of them were very miserable. Is that better?
Michael Douglas says that he finally is starting to pay more attention to his family instead of his career. At what age is he? 60,
80?
65? Kirk Douglas always says that he never paid. And Michael Douglas always says that Kirk never paid attention to the kids.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't one of them commit suicide?
I don't know. He looks
80. I've been telling my son, Michael, to pay attention to his family and not make the same mistakes that I did.
How do you know he made mistakes? I'm having
Stephanie's taking her pants off. What are you doing?
I have an itch or something.
Oh, boy. Would you like me to scratch it for you? I have one of those long fingernail things. Oh, my sister gave me this
fork.
My sister gave me this fork. It's a telescoping fork because she knows I like to eat from other people's plates. And she laughed at me because my father asked me like 15 years ago. He goes, Greg, I don't ever want to see you taking food off of somebody else's plate. So my sister bought me a fork that's like a it's like an antenna.
It stretches. Yeah, you open it up. It's a normal fork, and you open it up. It gets really long. And you can reach across holding it like to the person next to you and the person next to you.
She did that because she wants me to get in more trouble with my father.
So you're out of the will. And
yeah,
you get
so known. That she could be the good one. Because I was always the good one and she was the bad one. And that's not saying much because I was horrible.
I don't think she was the bad one. How could she be the bad one? She never even did anything wrong.
She's a liar. She's a big liar.
They don't know that.
Of course they do.
How do they know she's a liar?
She admitted to taking money and cigarettes and everything
when
from them.
Oh, she was young?
Yeah. And I never admitted to taking money and
that
cigarettes.
That just means you're a better liar.
I took them too.
That means you're a psychopath.
I used to take the car.
You're a sociopath.
You know, parents.
Hold on, I have to scratch something.
Parents, you must hide the keys, especially if you have a child who tells you every day. Stephanie has her pants off completely, including her underwear, and she's scratching. What's the matter with you? I'm having a bad day all of a sudden. You know, it's not appropriate. Oh, I just ate, Stephanie. Oh.
I don't know.
Her meat curtains are dragging on the floor.
I feel so itchy.
Listen, like, I'm trying to stick with parenting, and you're just scratching yourself.
I'm sorry. It's really bad. It's like an allergic reaction or something. I think I don't know. I'm having itchy problems.
I was just saying, listen, I used to say all the time, I can't wait till I drive. When can I drive? Mm-hmm. And my parents always said, you can't drive until you get older, which is true. But they should have known that I would take the car.
Uh-huh.
They never said, don't take the car.
Maybe they secretly wanted you to take the car.
No, they didn't.
Why not?
Because I could have killed myself and so many people.
Mm-hmm.
I just started taking the car when I was 9 years old.
Where'd you take it?
Everywhere.
At nine, took it out.
I started driving it back and forth in the driveway when they weren't home. And then,
how could you drive it when they're not home if they're in the car?
No, we had two cars.
Oh, so they left the keys somewhere?
They left the keys in the house.
So how old were you when you started?
I started at nine, and I actually...
You started driving back and forth at nine.
Yes, but I didn't actually take...
How do you reach the pedals?
I was tall.
Mm.
I didn't...
Did your sister tell on you?
Well, I didn't take her in the car with me.
But didn't she see you going back and forth?
No, started actually taking her... Once I got to be about 13 or 14, they started leaving me with her.
That's the first. All right,
I mean, they
here,
started
parents,
leaving her with me.
That's the first no-no. You don't leave your teenage boy or girl.
Who's irresponsible to begin
but
with.
But did they know you were irresponsible?
Well, I was, so they should have known.
But they didn't pay attention to you.
Well, they should have.
Because
they left me with my sister, who's 6 years younger than me. So when I was 14, she was 8. And I used to take her in the car with me and go pick up all my friends. I'd pick up 10 people in a giant
Chevy
Kingswood station wagon.
Did she enjoy it?
She hated it because she was scared.
Aww.
And I would drive really fast. And literally,
Would she cry?
She was crying and screaming. And one time I stopped in front of the house with all my friends. And she jumped out of the car and she ran to the neighbor's house.
Oh.
And she started going, my brother is driving the car. He's not supposed to be driving the car.
Oh. So
should we call her?
So what happened? Did she hide the keys after that?
No, I didn't get caught that time.
Oh, Tina didn't tell?
Listen to me. I did this. I'm going to cry because I could have gotten killed so many times.
You could have killed Tina, too.
I used to drive 90 miles an hour through stop signs over and over and over again, day in and day out, maybe 30 or 40 times, over and over again, have races with other friends who would steal their cars to the point where we would wear out the brake. We would heat up the brakes so much.
Did you have seatbelts on?
No, no seatbelts. And we wouldn't stop for stop signs, nothing. We were going so fast that we would heat up the brakes to the point where they were melting. They wouldn't work. They were almost completely ineffective. It would take like a half a mile to stop the car. We had a plan in advance. And then we would get out of the car to watch the smoke coming out of the brakes because they were practically on fire. Anyway,
how come you're not that wild in the bedroom?
I could be.
No.
I had a lot of energy when I was a child.
What happened to you?
I sublimated it and turned it into eating and masturbating.
Oh.
In movie theaters.
No.
No. I don't do
in
that.
In Megamind.
So listen, back to parenting. So
don't leave your kids with the
young kids. Don't leave your kids.
Don't leave a teenage kid with a younger kid.
I was a very disturbed child. I really, really was. I acted very nice and everybody thought I was very polite and sweet.
That's how they know it is. Is he as disturbed as you?
No.
How do you know? How do we know now?
Because I acted out so much more than he does in front of my parents.
Oh, yes.
I would scream all the time. I tried to kill my father with a stick. I put a giant boulder under their car so they would get stuck. I hated them so much. I was so angry.
Do you think if they were different, you would have?
If they would have talked to me and asked me what's wrong.
They never said what's wrong.
Can I get leave me alone? I'm watching Jeopardy.
So how come Tina didn't turn out so angry?
60 Minutes is coming on. I need you to be quiet right now.
How come Tina's not so angry and destructive?
She was just more frightened than I was. She's more like Noah, our son.
What do you mean? She's more polite and sweet?
No, she's more scared.
Oh.
She doesn't take risks. She hasn't driven her car out of the neighborhood
in 30 years.
Ever.
She went to the Palisades Mall. Doesn't drive
today?
On highways.
She's at the mall?
No, she doesn't drive on highways. Or park on driveways. Who are you calling, Mom?
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Hi, Tina.
Do you remember when I used to take the car out and you take you in the car with me when you were little?
Yes, and you used to throw me in the trunk of the station wagon and go down to St. Eugene's and do donuts and watch me be thrown around like a bag of groceries.
That's
really fun too, huh?
Yes,
I remember that.
Were you really scared?
Yes, that's why I told on you.
All right.
Yes, I was very scared. Because I didn't know what you were doing, and I thought you were probably out of control. I knew you were out of your mind. And it scared me at that moment. It would probably still scare me now if you did it.
But I was only 14, and you were like 8. Isn't that how old we were?
Is that when you started taking the car?
Yeah.
All I can tell you is I remember a feeling. I don't remember the actual act, but I remember the feeling I got. When I was thrown around. Oh, I remember that very well.
Aww.
I also remember the time that you tried driving the car to the side of the house, trying to get into the backyard. But yes, the St. Eugene thing I remember very well.
Yeah, that was the church. That was the church parking lot. I would go down there and do donuts.
With me in the back. It wouldn't be complete without chocolate milk with the donuts.
Yeah, and she wasn't in the back seat. She was in the flat part, like in the back part of the station wagon. She couldn't hold on to anything.
Aw, poor Tina.
No.
That's not nice.
I was a bag of groceries. I was like the oranges that were being thrown around.
All right.
Yeah, you weren't being kind to me. You wanted me flying around. Maybe you get a concussion, so, you know.
What are you doing at the Bronx Botanical Garden?
They have a train show here, so I'm here with Dawn and the kids on this nasty rainy day, sick, to take my children to a train show.
What kind of trains? Real trains?
Oh, no.
Toy trains.
Battery operated. Yeah.
There you go. There's for our audience a little activity for you to do, and if you're in New York, you can go to the Bronx. It's the Bronx, right near the Bronx Zoo, right?
Yes, yep, uh-huh.
Did you take the subway or you drove?
No, drove.
Of course, because you're too scared to go on the subway.
Of course, because I'm tormented from my brother.
She's traumatized.
Anything that moves around like that, driven by a man, terrifies me.
She's traumatized.
All right, now she's going to blame me for every fear she has in her whole life, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
All right, have a great day.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. You traumatized her for travel for
why
the rest
she still
of her
love,
life.
Why does she love me still?
Because you have charisma.
I do?
No. You're sweet.
Why? Did you say I wasn't good in bed? I'm awesome in bed. You don't. You're the only woman in my life that doesn't appreciate it. I mean, wait a minute. It didn't come out that right.
Your
that
mother
way.
Appreciates.
Craigie, come over here and scrub me right now. My vagina is crusty.
Oh no, no, that's too far.
Mommy, I don't want to touch clean your vagina.
All right,
Craigie, it's dirty. Who's gonna do it if it does not you?
You're gross today. You started off gross by a little flatulence.
I'm sorry.
And then you...
I'm not sorry.
You descended into hell.
I'm not. I'm enjoying myself, and I hope everyone else is too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give you a chance to participate today, Stephanie.
Who, me?
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Let's get to some parenting
Yay.
Issues.
Mm-hmm.
Here, this is interesting. How to pick the right pet.
Mm-hmm.
No?
A dead one. I want a dead dog. I just put stuffed dog.
No.
No.
You had a...
I had a guinea pig.
Guinea pig.
Mm-hmm.
And
Susie.
Susie.
And Little Red. I had two. Not at the same time, though.
And I had a canary in my pants. No, and...
Why did you get a canary?
It's the only thing my mother would let me bring home.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you keep it?
Yeah, we had it for a long time. We had two or three canaries.
Did it fly around the house?
Once in a while, I would let it out by accident, and it would be hard to get back in the cage.
Where...
In fact, Tina used to let it out all the time.
Where was it? In your room?
No, it was down in the den downstairs.
Oh.
So anyway, you know, our son wants a dog all the time, but we don't
he
want
wants a
dog.
A cat.
And then you had a cat, and when I met you...
I had two cats.
And I hated cats. And I put up with them. With
you
them.
Actually fell in love.
I enjoyed it. I mean, it was fun to play with them, but that smelly thing, that tub.
The litter?
The litter basket. And then they would, you know, you'd have to vacuum constantly. And if you don't change it every couple of days, the whole bottom of it would fill up with urine.
Urine?
Yeah.
Urine. Is that French?
All right. So listen, kids love animals, but they can be costly. Here's the average expenses for common pets from the American Pet Products Association. So this is what you tell your kid if they want a pet. Let's start with the cheapest, a frog.
Oh, who wants a
frog?
Routine
vet visits. You don't have to take them to the vet.
You have to feed them flies, though.
Right. You have to feed them. That's $48.
Live insects, crickets. That's gross. Do they eat live insects?
It doesn't say. It just says how much it costs a year to feed the to have an animal.
Who the hell wants a frog?
A frog takes $48 a year for food and $9 for
Nobody
toys.
Nobody wants a frog. Toys? What kind
That's
of
what
toys does a frog need?
A turtle.
A ball? What does a frog need? A tube? No, who the hell wants a frog? Seriously. Did you ever ask a kid go, I really want a frog?
Well, some kids want a frog.
Those are those nerdy, dweeby kids. Science kids.
Listen, turtle, $86 for a routine vet visit, $58 for food.
What does a turtle eat?
And $24 for...
You're grossing me out like
I'm
beyond
sorry.
Belief today.
My nose is bleeding.
You're so gross. That I don't even know what to say.
Oh, you just pulled your pants down all the way.
That's not gross. It's beautiful.
How come Howard Stern doesn't have nosebleeds on the radio? Okay. I'm going to go through this quickly.
Because he's professional.
A hamster, $216 a year. A bird, $300 a year. A lizard, $320.
What's the point of this story?
So that you know what you're in for if you buy your kid a...
Yeah, but why don't you pick things that people want?
I'm going up the list.
Okay.
A lizard is $320. A rabbit is $40.
Does the lizard have toys?
Yes.
What kind of toys?
$74 a year for
wow.
lizard toys.
What do you buy a lizard? A beach ball?
A vibrating dildo. A rabbit is $400 a year. A cat is $450 a year. And a dog is almost $600 a year. So
it's fascinating.
Why don't you pick something then? Oh, listen to this, parents. This kid named Sean, he was six. He was playing on a teeter-totter, you know, a seesaw. They used to call it seesaws when we were kids.
I still call it a seesaw.
With a heavier friend on the other side. And the heavier friend jumped off and the... the thing hit Sean in the jaw. It broke his jawbone.
Oh, my gosh.
He lost the permanent tooth and broke his jawbone. He needed surgery to remove bone fragments and anchor his teeth back into the gums.
I'm so grossed out.
And he's going to need braces. So the mother wants you to know that...
Don't go on with the fat kid.
Yeah.
Don't play with fat kids.
And if they come over to you, say, hey, fat kid, get away from me.
Yeah, because you could get hurt in a lot of different ways.
That's right.
Like if they fall on you, right? If they eat your lunch. It could be a lot of problems with the fat kid.
You're listening to the Stephanie and Greg show.
I was a fat kid. We didn't like to say fat. We like to say chubby. I used to buy my clothes at Sears. Chubbies? That was the name of the department.
There was like a big sign.
Yeah, there was a department store in Sears called Chubbies.
Well, that's what you get for going
for
to Sears.
Girls. And then for the boys, it was called Huskies.
Oh, see, Husky is a positive.
I know. Why does it have to be Chubbies? Why don't you just call it fat freaks who eat too much candy? Now they call that Chubbies Lane Bryant.
See, I knew if I was quiet for a couple of minutes, I would get some comedy out of you.
You would get more.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't stop yammering about pets, frogs.
You told me before we started doing this show 2 years ago or whenever the hell it was.
Was it two years?
That you don't like dead air.
2 years
ago? So I try and fill it up.
Yeah, but fill it up with intellectual banter, not nonsense.
Well, then I'm going to need another partner.
That's true. Was that an insult to me?
No. Oh. I meant it in a nice way.
Oh, I thought you were insulting yourself because you couldn't think of anything intelligent.
Do you want to hear more parenting stuff or not?
I don't want to hear any more pet crap.
Okay, discipline.
I want to hear about the fat kids.
Spankings.
What else we got?
Spankings.
I love spankings.
Spanking kids at age 3 can make them more likely to be aggressive later on. Found a new pediatrics of nearly 2,500 moms, 54% said they spanked their 3-year-old. 54%.
Only their son, though, not their daughter.
Because the daughters are too cute.
Yeah.
54% said they spanked their 3-year-old at least once in the past month.
Wow.
2 years later, the kids who were physically disciplined... were almost 50% more likely to be aggressive.
Wow. That's interesting. I don't believe in spanking. So, but I think a slap in the face now and again is good, but I've never done that.
No, I don't. In the face? That's so degrading. Why would you say that?
Because I feel
no,
like
No, I think.
But we don't
do
it.
The only time I think you could ever hit a child is on the hand, if they're touching something.
Well, they're tushy.
Or
someone
hot.
Spanks, like people to give a little spank on the
tushy. Yeah, we don't do that. I don't even hit them on the hand. I don't do any of that.
I just poke them with a pin. I feel like gets a better reaction.
What do they do?
They go, ow! And I go, see, that's what you get for touching the stove. Not only do you get burnt, you get a puncture.
Puncture.
Yeah. No, we never hit our kids. I mean, we really don't.
Maybe that's why
we hit other people's kids.
That's why they're out of control.
No, well, you know what? Because Noah, growing up, our 10-year-old son, who's 11 tomorrow, growing up, he was a little aggressive with other kids because he has sensory integration problems. He's grown out of a lot of them, but a lot of sensory integration is when he felt like his environment, when people got too close to him, who's being like attacked.
It's overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed. It's a whole
many
deal.
20,
many, a lot
20% of people have are sensory.
Is it mostly boys?
Sensory sensitive.
I think it's higher.
I think
boys.
It's higher boys. Yeah.
And so anyway, if people would get too close or bump him, he would feel like that was much worse than it really was for normal people. So he would shove them or act out. So I could not hit a kid who's already, I'm telling him, don't hit. You can't hit a kid when your message to them is we don't hit.
Right. You can't yell, stop yelling.
Right. Well, you can.
Stop yelling!
Right.
It doesn't work.
I go, stop whining!
Will
Delaney,
you stop whining,
whining
please?
Already. I can't take it. Ugh.
Kids whine, man. You know, You know why it is? It's because when they're babies and they can't talk, we react to them when they whine, and that's how they know how to get a reaction. Then they learn how to talk, and they still use whining to get stuff.
Thank you, Dr. Blum.
You're welcome. Can you call me Dr. Blum from now on? I like it. Makes me feel like I have a
like
big
my
wiener.
Father?
Yeah.
I don't know what my
father. It makes me feel manly.
I don't know what my father was packing.
I got, oh, you used to see, you said you used to see him hanging out of his drawers.
I didn't see it. I only saw
it. If you saw his.
Listen, let me explain to the audience why I saw my father's private area. He used to.
Because you spied on him.
No. In his bedroom, he used to watch TV and he used to watch in his boxer shorts. And in boxer shorts, things fall out a lot, especially when you have your leg up. So I used to go into the room and watch TV with my parents, and his leg would be up and his privates would be dangling out. And I'd be like, ew. And he's like, it's my room. This is my room. So I got a view of his private area, but it wasn't erect.
Oh, I'm going to vomit now. That's disgusting.
No, but
don't talk about your father's erect penis.
I don't remember it. I think I blocked it out too.
Oh,
I don't remember.
Gosh, God.
You know what it is?
Forgive us. You've gone too far. You've gone too far.
I've gone too far. You talk about your mother. You washing your mother's vagina. You talk about washing your mother's vagina.
That really happened. I didn't. No, it didn't really happen. Maybe it did.
How is that worse? Maybe that's why you're afraid of vaginas.
I'm not afraid of them. They're sharp. That's all, and they smell bad. That's the only thing. No,
mine
like
smells like roses.
I love your vagina.
Okay, is this a parenting show or is this a sex show?
If somebody else
I don't know what's going
was
on.
Here, Corey.
Oh my God! You finally picked up.
Are you grossed out, Corey?
Oh. I cannot get off the floor. I'm laughing so hard. I finally get your show.
Oh, no. Oh yay!
Oh, yay! We had a breakthrough, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. That'll be $150.
Could you explain it to me?
Oh, my God. I guess I just had to get to know it a little bit better, but this is the funniest show you ever produced. Hilarious.
Well,
I'm trying to do something while I'm listening to the radio. I can't function right now because I'm laughing so hard.
And we feel like we're going too far.
No, stay right there. I mean, you go back and forth. You start off with the topic, you discuss a little bit, and then you go to the crazy place. I love it because we all have crazy childhood stories. No wonder we survived childhood, you know? I think, you know, these kids right now, they're always in front of a computer. We were out there doing stuff like driving cars.
And seeing our father's privates.
And having sex and having sex with girls in Hawaii.
Cleaning your mother's vagina. I mean, I am just, you can't make this stuff up. It's just too damn funny.
Hey, Corey,
Corey,
Corey, stop talking for 1 second. This is Mrs. Gregory. I do not want you making fun of my boy. He's a unique boy, and he needs to be treated that way. And he's very good with a scrubber brush.
A little more to the left, darling.
He told me he wants you to blow in his ear.
Oh, my goodness. We're not even drinking.
Not yet. Well, thank you,
but
Corey.
Anyway, when you called your sister, you know, your sister is even funny. I mean, I think that... she's traumatized. Obviously, she remembers every little detail. And I remember those station wagons that had the little pop-up in the back where, like, little kids could sit.
Yeah, ours didn't even have that. It was just all flat back there.
Yeah, we used to love when we would ask whoever was driving, drive really fast and turn really hard. So we bounced around in the back.
Yeah, well, I think at eight years old, she didn't really appreciate that.
Had some fun when we were kids, I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You made me feel better now. Thank you.
Thank you, Corey. I thought we were going too far, but now I know we're just right.
Just enough. Thank you so much. I haven't laughed that hard in a long time.
All right. We'll try and get back to it now after being so rudely interrupted.
All right. Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Bye. Have a great day. So we're making Corey happy. That's good.
I love him. He makes me feel so good about myself.
Someone has to.
Yeah, that's the other thing. A woman's job. Listen.
How to treat my man?
You know how to treat a man, and mm-hmm. I know how to treat a woman. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we're doing the best we possibly can.
Okay, what can I do differently?
What you could do is you need to make me feel really, really good about myself.
You look hot.
No. Not right now. Okay. Wait till I finish.
I love when you blow your nose and there's blood in it. That makes me hot. How's that? Is that good?
You have to overlook the maladies of
there's so many
being human of having a body of being almost 50
right,
years
old. Hold on, let me close my eyes.
No.
You look handsome.
Listen.
All right, you have. All right, I'll try.
I'm not just saying about handsome. You have to say I'm smart. I'm talented.
You're very funny.
Did
I tell you you did a great job with the pictures that you made for your mother? I said those are great. You did that mouse pad. I said this is really nice, really funny.
I produce a radio show on a daily basis. Did you notice that?
Who the hell is the backbone of this thing anyway?
Oh, yeah, it's
you. What, you just push a few buttons and you call it a radio?
All right, you come over here and push the buttons.
I can't. You do a good job.
Listen.
Just kidding.
All right, I'm not going to toot my own horn. You toot my horn. Go. And my job is to pleasure you. That's the job as a man.
Your job is to let me use the credit card as often as possible.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
And I do.
But then you get the bill.
How many times have I confiscated? Stephanie spends. I can't even say it. People will hate you if they knew.
I don't even buy a thing for myself. Do you understand?
Nonsense.
I have no designer stuff. I hardly go to the beauty parlor.
beauty parlor.
I don't buy rouge that often. So.
You spend.
All right, let's not talk
okay,
about
let
it.
Let me just say one thing yeah. about Stephanie, where one of your biggest problems is when
no,
it comes to spending.
This isn't about
no,
my problem.
No.
This is about making you feel good.
And I'm going to make you feel good.
My problem has nothing to do with you
okay.
feeling good. So
ladies
let's
and gentlemen,
get back to you.
Please, hold on one
feeling
second.
Feeling good. No,
how
I
many,
don't want to talk about
how many hair cleaning products do you need? How many hair... She spends like...
Ask women. You have no idea what it's like
But you
to
never finish
a
bottle. You use like a quarter of it. She buys the most expensive shampoo and conditioner.
Really?
Yes, really. I see it.
That's
because
you
uses,
buy yours for 99 cents.
So what? It's all
so
the same crap. Look at the ingredients. It's all the same freaking crap.
It's not the same.
Okay,
my hair is
okay,
different
okay,
when I use
okay,
yours than
okay,
when I use
okay,
mine.
Okay. Let me just finish the story, please.
There you don't are know what it's like how to live many with women. Women have 100. Do you know how many shoes? Don't turn my mic. That's
how many bottles?
Give me back. She took my microphone.
Listen.
How many bottles?
You know how many shoes women have? Do you know how many shoes your sister has? Over probably 60 pairs. Do you know how many shoes I have?
How
Four.
Many
bottles? And I okay. only wear sneakers.
Okay, let me just acknowledge this, mm-hmm. that what you're saying. You're saying that you don't buy a lot of stuff for yourself.
Yes.
I get that, and you don't. You don't buy a lot of clothes.
Jewelry.
You probably spend, what, maybe
$1.50 on myself.
$1,500 a year on clothing, something like that, $1,000?
Yeah, maybe. No.
More?
No.
Because you always
That's
return stuff.
That's only because I gain weight and I have to buy a bigger size.
Well, why don't you just keep all different sizes?
I do. My closet goes from 9 to 16.
Okay. So,
no, not 9, 11.
So do my concubines. But he, okay, I get that. I get that you, I get it that you don't spend a lot on clothing. But there are, ladies and gentlemen, this is part of the hoarding problem that she has. Mm-hmm. There's probably 100 bottles of shampoo and conditioner in this house, right, at any given time. And she never throws any of them away.
We have 3 children.
No, I'm talking about just yours.
Mine? Okay, I'm going to count them and I'm going to get back to our audience.
Okay, you got to look in 3 bathrooms.
Are you saying shampoo? Are you counting conditioner?
Shampoo and conditioner.
No, and are you counting mousse and straightener?
No, there's another 100 cans of that stuff.
Okay, so just shampoo
and
conditioner.
And you know what? I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to get it all together, take a picture of it, and put it on the Stephanie and Greg Show website.
I will help you.
StephanieandGregShow.com.
You're not correct. Are you including the kid shampoos too?
No.
Just mine. Okay, you're wrong, and I'm going to prove you wrong, and you're going to look
okay,
like...
Okay, and you know what? And you know what else? No, seriously.
Stop burping into the mic.
I'm not.
That's worse than me drinking.
It wasn't me.
That's worse than me drinking, is you burping. It really is. It's gross.
You really want me to stop?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll do it for you. Now, you know I may slip up a couple of times and you'll let me off the hook, but I'm going to make a conscious effort to stop burping.
Thank you.
The blowing my nose, I can't promise anything because when I'm talking.
So just don't tell me what's in your tissue. What are you, 5?
Well, if you see me.
I didn't see a thing. Okay. Just blow your nose and keep it quiet. Do I need a blow by blow?
Tomorrow we're going to hear a little of Stephanie's stand-up comedy on the show. Yeah.
I can't wait. All right.
Just think of me.
Like?
Just think about me and what I need.
I always think about what you need, and then I do the opposite.
Exactly. See, ladies and gentlemen, therefore lies the problem. She has an attitude problem that needs an adjustment. And once you're her age, it's okay to slap your wife around. Your soda is spilling. What are you doing?
It didn't spill. I made it. Write in and tell my audience members, please write to me and tell me how much you love me.
And we will send you a vibrating mouse pad that you can
a vibrating mouse pad?
You could put in your anus. According to Dr. Daniel Carlott, and he's a clinical professor of psychiatry at Tufts University School of Medicine, he wrote an article about some bad habits that are actually healthy. There's 3. Cursing.
I could see that.
It turns out that...
relieves stress.
Yes. People, if they...
That's right.
He tested them by putting people's hands into frozen ice water and allowed them to curse, and another group to not to curse, and the ones who cursed did not feel as cold.
Didn't stab them with the ice pick.
Doctor! blasting your favorite music.
Yes. I do all these things.
Yeah, you do that in the car. It scares the hell out of the kids because she doesn't turn it off when you get in. So I get in with the kid, with the baby and with the kids, and I start the car, and like Pink is blasting away. And it is, you do love Pink,
don't you?
Pink. She bought the Pink CD.
Yeah, which, how many CDs have I bought?
That's the only one. And third is enjoying happy hour, which is what I like to do every night.
Yeah, but Does it say enjoy it every night?
According to the latest research presented this month at the annual American Heart Association, moderate drinking, 1 drink a day for women and up to 2 drinks a day for men may be better for your health than not drinking at all. Researchers in Italy found that male heart bypass patients who drank 5 to 30 grams of alcohol a day were 25% less likely to suffer from a heart attack or a stroke compared to men who lived a liquor-free lifestyle. So there you go. My drinking is good. Now, it's my favorite pastime, and nobody's going to stop me. And that means you. In fact, you know what you should do like a real wife should do? Is to just make me a drink.
Do you notice it's silent? You know what you can do as a husband?
No.
Is not be retarded.
Oh. See, that doesn't boost my ego.
Oh, I mean, be less retarded.
Less retarded? Thanks for listening, you guys.
I'll get you a drink tonight.
Please tune in tomorrow when we have special guest...
Lisa Kaplan.
Lisa Kaplan, comedian from New York. Have a great day.
Bye. Life is meaningless.